Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the title for today's episode comes from an exercise that I was doing with a branding expert. And the question was, like, who are your typical clients and customers? And one of the phrases that came up as we were exploring it was the slightly jaded seeker. And it made me smile because, A, it was a description of me when I came to this work, in that I had been seeking for most of my life a deeper truth, a deeper sense of possibility, a more real and lasting form of happiness, a more tangible version of kindness. And I'd been around the block long enough and met enough supposed gurus to be a little bit jaded about it. Now, I wasn't so jaded that I'd completely given up. I still really wanted to see a deeper possibility for being human. But I'd kind of stopped taking everything at face value. I got to the point where I was sort of starting with a cynical attitude towards most things. In fact, one of the other phrases that came up in this branding workshop was a sort of a brand essence was loving cynicism with a twinkle, because I still liked the search. I still liked the exploration. I still really loved what I did find that worked, and the people I met along the way who were less full of shit. And I include myself in that description. In fact, one of my ongoing goals in life is to be slightly less full of shit today than I was yesterday. And that category of slightly jaded seeker is more prevalent than you think. And if you're listening to this, it may well be a description of you. Now, maybe not. Maybe you go, I'm not a seeker, I've found. Beautiful. I could kind of, in some ways, put myself into that category. I really never expected to find what I was looking for, and yet something in me kept looking. And so when I did start having the experience of just pure presence, of utter clarity, of genuine peace of mind and happiness and well-being, not 24/7, but enough of the time that it was kind of nice, then I was probably more surprised than anyone. Like, I really did not think, for all the time and energy that I was putting into trying to do this, it was extraordinary how little I believed that it was really doable, that it was really findable. And I find that on our programs. The number of times people go, oh, I didn't think that you meant what you said. I didn't think this really was. And I get it. It gets to the point where we've been let down so often, we've been promised so much and seen so little that we're like, yeah, I've heard it all before. And yet, if you're listening to this, there's a very good chance that you still have hope, that you have at some level seen enough, sensed enough of what's possible, that you're not walking away. I often tell coaches when they ask me in training, well, you know, what do I do? And sometimes speakers will say, well, what do I do if I have somebody who's really challenging and really questioning everything that I say? And I go, well, you do your best, but you don't have to worry about it because you know something they don't know. And the coaches, they always lean in and go, well, what is that that we know that they don't know? And it's the person showed up. The people who really don't care, who aren't seeking, who are utterly jaded, never walk into the room. But the ones who show up, who listen to the podcast, who come to the training, who hire the coach, who read the book, no matter how jaded they are on the surface, they're still sincere in their desire to find a better way, to touch a deeper part of themselves, to live in the world in a way that works for everyone. And so, if this is you, if you are a slightly jaded seeker, know first, you are not alone. Second, you are very welcome here. And third, and maybe most wonderfully, you can find what you're looking for. And when you do, it is worth every second of the search. It's sort of like if you've ever gone through a lot to get on an airplane, to make a bus, to make a train. Once you're on the plane, train, or bus, it doesn't really matter what you went through to get there. Now you're on your way. Have fun, learn heaps, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.